Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 122 to close at 26,773. Yes, indeed, it is a record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And whenever the Dow hits a record high close, we have a celebration at the Money Radio Megaplex in beautiful uptown Scottsdale. Money Radio staff gathers in the control room. Today we have Renee. Doreen stuck around all the way from this morning. She's bringing with her candles, lavender-scented candles. James joins us. He's wearing his Green Bay Packer jersey, of course. Wesley with a Denver Broncos cap. I don't know why. Makes no sense. Also joining in on the celebration, we have Crespin, who's always here. Don't know why. Does the morning show at our sister station, The Fanatic. Boom, here he is. And Randy, good to see you. Marcus and Jeff taking part as well. All right. They're in the control room. There's a big glass window between us. This is kind of like the window that they use in police stations for the suspect lineup. In the police station, though, it's a one-way mirror. Here, it just is a bit of glass, and it separates me from them, and that's for my safety as much as anything. They are in the other room there lighting the candles. The Money Radio Symphonic Orchestra plays the celebratory theme. A lovely glow coming up from the control room, and it's nice. A candlelight on a day like this, rainy and overcast, it just seems to fit. Leading the procession today, we will have Renee. Very good, Renee. Thank you for stepping up. And if you're ready, boom, there they go, marching down the hallway to the Money Radio Bistro, where they will celebrate with milk and cookies. Today, we have Renee's somewhat famous snickerdoodles and some ice-cold milk in the fridge. Yeah. No doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Doesn't always seem that way, but indeed it is. Dow Jones Industrials up 122 at a record high, 26,773. S&P 500 down 1 at 2,923. NASDAQ Composite down 37 at 7,999. Russell 2000, small and mid caps off 16 at 1,656. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note down 2 basis points at 3.06%. Oil down 24 cents at $75.06 per barrel. Gold up $14.20 at $1,203.80 per ounce. This was the 14th record high close for the Dow in 2018. Facebook, Netflix, Amazon, part of the FANG group of stocks, left the NASDAQ in negative territory, served as a drag on the S&P 500 today. Dividend-paying sectors were the best performers of the major S&P sectors. Utilities up 1.3%, consumer staples up 0.6%. So far this year, the S&P 500 is up 10.6% on a total return basis. That compares with a 2.7% decline for the rest of the world. So, if you're wondering where to invest, USA. Intel shares led Dow components higher with a 3.6% gain to close at $48.10. For the year, Intel shares up just 4.2%. That compares with an 8.3% gain in the Dow, a 9.4% advance in the SOX index, and a 15.9% gain for the NASDAQ. The Dow today also boosted by names such as Boeing and Caterpillar as investors remained upbeat on trade-sensitive companies following the deal negotiated between the United States, Canada, and Mexico. It may be a bit premature to pop the champagne on USMCA. Senator John Cornyn, the second-highest-ranking Senate Republican, suggested to reporters today that the revised version of the North American Free Trade Agreement agreed to Sunday night might not have the votes to make it through Congress. A congressional vote on the New Deal would definitely not happen until after the November midterm elections and would most likely slip into 2019. White House officials are betting that concluding a trade deal with Mexico and Canada will give them more ammunition in their high-stakes battle with China. Trade is still seen as a factor that can weigh on the global economy. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde delivered a warning on global growth that placed much of the blame on trade worries. In her comments, Lagarde said there were signs major economies, such as the U.S., had plateaued. Trump declared victory for U.S. dairy farmers as part of the USMCA deal. It might be a small victory, though. Bank of America Merrill Lynch told his clients today that some of the concessions in the New Deal were mainly symbolic, including the one Canada made for U.S. dairy farmers. Bank of America Merrill Lynch economist Ethan Harris, in a note to clients today, said the deal includes a small reduction in protectionism for Canada's dairy farmers. American dairy producers will have access to 3.59% of Canada's dairy market, slightly higher than the 3.25% they would have gotten had the U.S. signed the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. Works out to about $70 million, according to Harris's estimates, barely a blip on GDP compared with what would have been under the TPP, from which the U.S. withdrew last year. New York State tax officials are investigating allegations detailed in a very long, very exhaustive New York Times investigation into Donald Trump and his family's business dealings. The Times reported that Trump and his family committed instances of outright fraud in order to transfer millions of dollars from the real estate empire of Trump's father, Fred Trump, to his children without paying the appropriate taxes. Trump lawyer Charles Harder denied any allegations of fraud and tax evasion. As a presidential candidate, Trump said numerous times that he had received a very small $1 million loan from his father, but the newspaper's investigation found that Trump received at least $413 million from his father's real estate empire. Tempur Sealy International shares jumped more than 8% in after-hours trading following reports that competitor Mattress Firm is preparing to file for bankruptcy. PepsiCo reported earnings this morning topped analyst expectations, signaled a return to growth in its North America beverage division, which had previously lagged behind the snack business. PepsiCo's North American beverage segment reported organic growth of 2.5%. After falling 1.5% prior quarter, revenue and earnings top forecast, but the stock was down 1.8% Indra Nooyi's last day as CEO of the company. Cannabis stocks fell across the board today after PepsiCo told investors it has no plans to invest in marijuana. Tilray, one of the most volatile of the weed equities, lost about 1/5 of its value at one point. Shares closed lower by 16%. Peers Canopy Growth dropped 7.4%. Tilray is a medical cannabis producer. Shares of Aurora Cannabis, which had reportedly at one time been in talks with Coca-Cola for weed-infused beverages, fell 5% on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Amazon is increasing its minimum wage to $15 for all of its full-time, part-time, temporary, and seasonal employees in the U.S., effective November 1st. The new policy will impact more than 250,000 Amazon employees and another 100,000 seasonal employees hired to work during the holiday season. Amazon will also lobby the federal government to raise the federal minimum wage, which has been stuck at $7.25 for more than a decade. Amazon is dealing with serious complaints from employees who describe lousy work conditions and low pay at Amazon's warehouses in the U.S. and across the world. In July, Amazon workers in Europe went on strike to protest. Many Amazon warehouse employees are paid so little that U.S. taxpayers end up bearing the cost of their welfare benefits, such as food stamps and Medicaid. So the pay raise is great news for blue-collar workers at Amazon, but it's also a necessary business decision. Retailers are competing fiercely to hire seasonal employees for the holiday season during a period of record low unemployment. And Amazon warehouses and hubs across the country are fighting for the same workers that Target and Walmart are. The change may also be an attempt to discourage interest in unionizing. Employees at Whole Foods, which Amazon bought last year, are trying to unionize, fearing that the company will scale back their benefits under Amazon's ownership. The new wage hike also covers Whole Foods employees. And Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is likely worried that the unrest will inspire other Amazon workers to follow suit, and he's trying to prevent that from happening. Just for comparison, last year, Jeff Bezos averaged $4,474,885 per hour, which works out to the same hourly wage as some 298,325 Amazon workers. You probably don't think about lasers all that much, but they've revolutionized our lives. They're used in everything from reading barcodes to directing intercontinental missiles. So great is their impact that there have already been four Nobel Prizes in physics. This year's Nobel Prize in Physics recognizes two more significant pieces of work on lasers. Arthur Ashkin, former employee of Bell Labs in the U.S., got the prize for developing optical tweezers and their application to biological systems. Gerard Moreau of France and Donna Strickland of the University of Waterloo in Canada awarded for their method of generating high-intensity, ultra-short optical pulses. By the way, when Donna Strickland's name was announced, a search for Strickland's name on Wikipedia turned up nothing. As recently as May, Wikipedia editors weren't convinced that Strickland's work was significantly covered enough to merit an article on the site. Strickland, now the only living female Nobel laureate in physics, joining Marie Curie and the theoretical physicist Maria Geppert-Mayer as the only women of the award's 209 recipients. Dow Industrial's up 122 to close at a record high, 26,773. S&P 500 down 1 at 2923. NASDAQ Composite down 37 at 79.99. As always, follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio, and our daily blog, text audio, and more at eatthebankers.com.